I am a sinner. Please punish me more. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 323, Tipitaka, part 208, in which we will continue reading Cholavaga 3. This is Cholavaga 3, part 4. If you would like to start at the beginning of Cholavaga 1, you can click the playlist right there. It's also in the description below. And if you would like to start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, the beginning of the Vinaya Pitaka, the discipline basket with the rules for monks, and then the rules for nuns, and then the Mahavaga, and then the Cholavaga, you can click there. That's the Tipitaka playlist. All right. I hope everybody's doing well. And so today we'll be picking up right where we left off last time. So without further ado, let's get into it. Now at that time, a certain monk had fallen into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, concealed for 2 months. It occurred to him, quote, I have fallen into two offenses, three dots, thank you, Polytext Society. Thank you, Polytext Society, for replacing, what did they replace in this case? Entailing a formal meeting of the order, comma. We wouldn't want to have to read entailing a formal meeting of the order, comma, twice. Much better that we replace it with three dots so that we can kind of mentally figure, oh, they probably meant to say entailing a formal meeting of the order, comma. So that's what the Polytech Society does best. So thanks for reminding us. All right. Sorry, I have to give credit to the Polytech and give crap to the Polytech Society toward the beginning of every episode. It's sort of a thing. Okay, are we good? We're good. Back to the reading. It occurred to him, quote, I have fallen into two offenses, three dots, concealed for 2 months. Suppose that I were to ask the order, also for people who are new, you're going to hear me say three dots probably 50 to 70 times in this episode. So I want to kind of like make it clear right at the beginning that if it annoys you, it annoys me too. And if you're wondering why three dots, what's with the three dots? It's because the Polytech Society figures that if any set of words, whether it be 2 words, 5 words, a paragraph, or a page and a half, has been written at some point in the past, somewhere in these books, then they replace it with three dots to save paper. Maybe, and rather than just reading something to make it so that the scholar must search back and go, what was it that was supposed to be there? Constantly throughout the entire experience of reading these sacred ancient scriptures, which to me seems really lame. But anyway, but sometimes I admit it does get very repetitive. So like if the same thing is repeated 10 times, I don't know. I'm of two minds on that subject. I think if it's repeated 10 times, you probably meant to recite it 10 times because this was oral before it was written down. So it's probably important. So the important stuff is the stuff that they leave out and replace with three dots, basically, is what it comes down to. He asked the order three dots. The order granted him probation for 1 month on account of the two offenses. Okay, concealed for 2 months. Now, normally the amount of time that you spend in probation is the same as the amount of time that you concealed the offense, but maybe there's a certain point where it gets to be ridiculous. Like, yeah, I concealed it for 2 months. Can I get 1 month probation instead of 2 months? And they said, okay. As he was under probation, shame overcame him, and he thought, quote, I have fallen into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order concealed for 2 months. It occurred to me, three dots. I asked the order for probation for 1 month, three dots. The order granted me for probation for 1 month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. As I was under probation, shame overcame me. What now if I should also ask the order for probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months? Okay, so it isn't really making it clear, but I think maybe he said he concealed it for 1 month instead of admitting he concealed it for 2 months. I don't know. He announced to monks, quote, "I, your reverences, have fallen into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order concealed for 2 months, 3 dots. It occurred to me, 3 dots. What now if I should ask the order for probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months? Now, what line of conduct should be followed by me?" And, quote, "They told this matter to the Lord." He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order also grant this monk probation for a further month on account of these two offenses concealed for 2 months. And thus, monks, should it be asked for. That monk, having approached the order, 3 dots, should speak thus to it," quote within quotes, "I, honored sirs, have fallen into two offenses, 3 dots. What now if I should ask the order for probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months? So I, honored sirs, am also asking the order for probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months," end quote within quotes, "and a second time, 3 dots, and a third time it should be asked for. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying," quote within quotes, "Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk so-and-so fell into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, concealed for 2 months. It occurred to him," quote within quote, 3 dots. "Suppose I were to ask the order for probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months." So that's Lord Buddha telling us that the experienced, competent monk is quoting the guy who wants more punishment. So quotes within quotes within quotes, if you're wondering why so many quotes. "Concealed for 2 months," end quote within quote within quote. He is asking, 3 dots. "If it seems right to the order, 3 dots. If the giving of probation to the monk so-and-so for a further month, also on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months, is pleasing to the venerable ones, 3 dots. And a third time I speak forth this matter, 3 dots. Probation is granted by the order to the monk so-and-so for a further month, also on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. It is pleasing, 3 dots. Thus do I understand this," and quote within quotes, "monks, that monk should do probation for 2 months from the earlier date." Okay, so if he's already served a week of his 1 month probation and then they add another month, that does that. 2 months doesn't start from then. Do you think it ever realistically would actually come up that somebody would think, oh, 1 month of nobody being allowed to eat with me, maybe he has misophonia, how do you pronounce that, or he can't stand the sound of the other monks chewing, so he's like, I need another month of eating by myself, my God, I am a sinner, please punish me more. Never mind, just speculation. "This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, concealed for 2 months. It occurs to him," quote within quotes, "I have fallen into two offenses, 3 dots, concealed for 2 months. Suppose I were to ask the order for probation for 1 month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months." Didn't this happen before the thing we just read? End quote within quotes. 3 dots, parentheses, equals 2 bars, Arabic numeral 24, 2 more bars, Roman numeral 1, 2 more bars, and parentheses. Thank you, Polytech Society. That's very helpful. 3 dots. "The order also grants him probation for a further month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. Monks, that monk should do probation for 2 months from the earlier date." I do appreciate the Polytech Society. It's just I've come to take for granted that I have all of these translations, and but the continued irritation thing. It's the familiarity breeds contempt or something like that. I've been reading these books for 4 years, and every single time for the 4 years, I've been running into this three dots issue, and it's just how they are, how they were. I'll keep reading. This is a case, monks, where the monk falls into two of point. Did we read that? No, this is a new one. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, concealed for 2 months. He knows the 1 month. He does not know about the other month. Three dots. He remembers the 1 month. He does not remember the other month. Three dots. He is not doubtful about the 1 month. He is doubtful about the other month. He asks the order for probation for that month on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months, about which he is not doubtful. The order grants him probation, three dots, not doubtful. As he is doing probation, he comes to be doubtful about the further month also. It occurs to him, quote within quotes, I have fallen into two offenses, three dots, concealed for 2 months. I was not doubtful about the 1 month. I was doubtful about the other month. Three dots. Suppose I were to ask the order for probation for a further month also on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. End quote within quotes. He asks the order. Three dots. The order grants him probation for a further month also on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. Monks. That monk should do probation for 2 months from the earlier date. Okay. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls. I don't know if or how this actually went down, but it seems to be written in a way that, like, okay, a situation comes up and Lord Buddha says, okay, in this situation we should do this. But this kind of makes me think of 4, 5, 6, 7 other situations that could come up, that might not come up while I'm here to tell you what to do if it does come up. And I know you guys, lovely people, will get confused and argue about it and then divide the order in half, trying to figure out how to figure out these other situations. So I'll just get this out of the way now. If there's a situation where this happens, then do this. If it's this, then do this. If it's this, then do this. It seems to be what's going on. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order concealed for 2 months. 1 month is knowingly concealed. The other month is unknowingly concealed. Three dots. 1 month is concealed, he remembering it. The other month is concealed, he not remembering it. Three dots. 1 month is concealed, he not being in doubt about it. The other month is concealed, he being in doubt about it. He asks the order for probation for 2 months on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. The order grants him probation for 2 months, three dots, concealed for 2 months. As he is under probation, another monk arrives, one who has heard much, three dots, desirous of training. So that refers to times like a lot of pages ago, like 30 pages ago, where I don't know what goes in those three dots. I don't think anybody would. So that's a case where the three dots is really irritating, not helpful at all. He speaks thus. I mean, this was translated 100 years ago, so in England. So if you guys ever get around to, like, revising these translations, I know you're, like, sentimental about it because they're I.B. Horner and all that. But, yeah, I don't know. It might be worth considering, but I don't know what their budget constraints are or priorities or whatnot. But anyway, yeah, you might want to, like, fill in some of these three dots. Keep some of them. Keep the ones that are actually useful, but the ones that are just, like, what is this a reference to? Like, make it so that it's, like, something you can read, like a... You know how each word comes after the word before it, and then you read it, and then you've read it, and then you don't have to go, what? Spend like 45 minutes searching for that phrase at some point in the past and trying to find the original time that it was mentioned so that you can find out what phrase actually goes there. I mean, come on, really? I mean, it would be irritating if it wasn't like ancient scripture, but it's immensely more irritating because it is. All right, sorry, I quit nicotine and caffeine again yesterday, so I'm a little bit more irritable than usual. Please forgive me. I know it's inconsistent with the whole Buddhism thing, but here I am struggling in front of you. If you're not struggling, then well done, sir, or ma'am, or them, you. He speaks thus, quote within quotes, into what your reverences has this monk fallen? Why is this monk under probation? End quote, within quotes. I don't know, the Polytech Society won't tell us. No, they speak thus, quote within quotes. This monk, your reverence, has fallen into two offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, concealed for 2 months. He concealed 1 month, although he was not doubtful about it. He concealed the other month because he was doubtful about it. He asked the order for probation, 3 dots. The order granted him probation for 2 months on account of the two offenses concealed for 2 months. This monk, your reverence, has fallen into these. This monk is doing probation on account of these, end quote within quotes. He speaks thus, quote within quotes. The granting of probation, your reverences, for that month which he concealed, although he was not doubtful about it, is legally valid. Because it is, okay, so the monk that they are coming in, this monk is like well studied in the laws and stuff. Because it is legally valid, it is effective, but the granting of probation, your reverences, for that month which he concealed because he was doubtful about it, is not legally valid. Because it is not legally valid, it is not effective. For that month, your reverences, that monk deserves manatta discipline. End quote within quotes. End quote. Now at that time, a certain monk came to have fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. I kind of want to know what the offenses are. That's offenses, very legalese kind of stuff. Like, I want to know. Four offenses. What are they specifically? Give us details. Come on. Is Upananda involved? Buddha's cousin who got in through nepotism and then keeps ripping the robes off of people? That's the interesting stuff, isn't it? Okay, sorry. We'll read it. We've committed to read every word. It's our dharma, sort of. Never mind. Now, or is it karma? It's action, right? Never mind. Now, at that time, a certain monk came to have fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. He did not know about the expiration of the offenses. Okay. He did not know about the expiration of the nights. All right, there's a big old footnote about expiration of the nights, and I feel like normally I skip footnotes, but this one seems interesting to me, so I'm going to read it. Apati pariyanta, 3 dots, 3 dots in the footnote, guys. Rati pariyanta. Pariyanta means literally limit, end, boundary, limitation, statute of limitation. That's the phrase that I was going to say something about, but it wasn't coming to mind. On the use of these words here, leads us to suppose that a monk might be in a state of purification in regard to various offenses that he had committed because he had undergone adequate probation. This might last for a day, a half month, a month, or a year. He should then consider how many months he... Where is this coming from? This is the kind of thing, like, okay, we're already reading legalese, like, very technical, like, this issue came up, Lord Buddha said do this, and then the footnote is like, oh, well, this is a reference to the fact that when this comes up, they do this. Really? Is that in the text? Or are you gonna... It says toward the end, I'm skipping to the end, Vinaya 4:31. So it's something we already read in book 4, because we're currently reading book 5. Right? No? We're defined and best... okay. See also above CV212, where pariyanta seems used in a different sense. Never mind about the footnote. All right. Forget the footnote. I will. The expiration of the knights. Okay. Three dots. They'll like, sometimes they make reference to things that haven't come up yet, in which case, all right, let's be left wondering, and then later we'll go, oh, that's what that was before. Sometimes they make reference to things that already happened, in which case, memory, right? Unless you replaced it with three dots, right? Three dots. He did not remember three dots. He was doubtful about the expiration of the offenses. He was doubtful about the expiration of the knights. He announced to monks, quote, I, your reverences, fell into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. I do not know about the expiration of the offenses. I do not know about the expiration of the knights. I mean, it's still a little confusing what he means by expiration of the knights. All right, back to the footnote. He should then consider how many months he still has to do probation as to secure his purification, that is, the removal of the offenses. As offenses are removed, the amount of time still to be spent on probation automatically becomes less. Moreover, whoever does not know or remember or is in doubt as to the expiration of the knights... Oh, the footnote is making reference to the very same phrase that doesn't make sense, as if it were a thing that you could just say that would make sense. All right, so we'll just move on. Move through it and just accept. There are some things like... What is Monata discipline that we just have to accept, like, something, I don't know. So the expiration of the knights is something. Maybe it'll make sense in the future, maybe not. It's good to know what we don't know. It's good to have a running list of things that don't make sense or are unclear, right? I am doubtful about the expiration of the knights. Now what line of conduct should be followed by me? And quote, they told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order grant the purifying probation to this monk on account of those offenses. The purifying probation. And thus, monks, should it be granted, that monk, having approached the order, three dots, should speak thus to it, quote within quotes, I, honored sirs, have fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. I do not know about the expiration of the offenses, three dots. I am doubtful about the expiration of the knights. So I, honored sirs, am asking the order for the purifying probation on account of these offenses, end quote within quotes. And a second time, three dots. And a third time it should be asked for. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk so-and-so has fallen into several offenses, three dots. He is doubtful about the expiration of the knights. He is asking the order for the purifying probation on account of those offenses. If it seems right to the order may grant the monk so-and-so the purifying probation on account of those offenses. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk so-and-so, three dots. The order is granting the monk so-and-so the purifying probation on account of those offenses. If the granting to the monk so-and-so of the purifying probation on account of those offenses is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. That happened earlier, but it was inside of three dots. Today, right now, they decided to let us have that little... thing. That's how they vote. Anyway. And a second time, three dots. And a third time I speak for it this matter, three dots. The purifying probation is granted by the order to the monk so-and-so on account of those offenses. It is pleasing, three dots. Thus do I understand this. In those three dots was to the order, therefore it is silent. Or whoever would have objected wasn't paying attention at the time. Okay, thus, monks, should the purifying... That's end quote within quotes. Lord Buddha is still talking. Thus, monks, should the purifying probation be granted? Thus should probation be granted. And how, monks, should the purifying probation be granted? If he does not know about the expiration of the offenses, if he does not know about the expiration of the knights, if he does not remember about the expiration of the offenses, if he does not remember about... the expiration of the knights. Okay. If he is doubtful about the expiration of the offenses, if he is doubtful about the expiration of the knights, the purifying probation may be granted. If he knows about the expiration of the offenses, if he knows about the expiration of the offenses, if he does not know about the expiration of the nights, if he remembers about the expiration of the offenses, if he does not remember about the expiration of the nights, if he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, the purifying probation may be granted. If he knows the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he does not know the expiration of the nights, if he remembers the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he does not remember the expiration of the nights, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he is in no doubt as to it in others, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, the purifying probation may be granted. Seems like he's anticipating the monks will be like, but you said that if you remembered this and you didn't know that, but you did know that and you didn't know that, but he didn't say if you remembered this and you didn't know that and you did know that and you did know that. And so he's like covering all his bases just so there's no confusion, right? If he does not know the expiration of the offenses, if he knows the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he does not remember the expiration of the offenses, if he remembers the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses, if in some cases he is in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, if he is not in doubt in others, the purifying probation may be granted. Thank God that they did not choose to put the most important line of each of these paragraphs in three dots, because that's the kind of thing that they would do. The purifying probation may be granted is being repeated, and it's being allowed to repeat, because even the Polytech Society recognizes the importance of this phrase at the end of each paragraph, so they're not replacing it with three dots. Anyway, if he knows the expiration of the offenses, if he knows the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he remembers the expiration of the offenses, if he remembers the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses, if he is in doubt in some cases as to the expiration of the nights, if he is not in doubt in others, the purifying probation may be granted. This song just keeps coming into my mind. Undercover of the night. Thank you, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and the gang, for that. The link to that, if you want to hear the rest of it, is in the description below. It's just every time he says, the expiration of the nights. Never mind. I'll just keep reading. If he knows the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he knows the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he remembers the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he remembers the expiration of the nights in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he is in doubt as to some offenses, if he is not in doubt as to others, if he is in doubt as to some nights, if he is not in doubt as to others, the purifying probation may be granted. And how, monks, may probation be granted? If he knows the expiration of the offenses, if he knows the expiration of the nights, if he remembers the expiration of the offenses, if he remembers the expiration of the nights, if he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses, if he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, probation may be granted. Oh, is probation different from the purifying probation? Who knows? If he does not know the expiration of the offenses, if he knows the expiration of the nights, if he does not remember the expiration of the offenses, if he remembers the expiration of the nights, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses, if he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, probation may be granted. If he knows the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not know it in others, if he knows the expiration of the nights, if he remembers the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he does not remember it in others, if he remembers the expiration of the nights, if he is in doubt as to the expiration of the offenses in some cases, if he is not in doubt in others, If he is not in doubt as to the expiration of the nights, probation may be granted. Thus, monks, may probation be granted. End quote. Told is probation. Kind of wondering if it's like a Ronald Reagan situation where he's like, I don't remember selling weapons to Contra to pay for the drugs in Iran or whatever it was he was doing, you know, silliness. He's like, I have amnesia, dementia, don't you know? Just in the past 5 minutes, just right here in this courtroom. Like, anyway. Yeah, well, you know, if you enjoyed it, you're weird. But, you know, we're one step closer to finishing the Vinaya Pitaka, and that's always good. And so, yeah, it's my boulder that I'm continually pushing up that hill, and, I feel a sense of satisfaction that I pushed the boulder for today. And we'll be back in a few days. We'll push the boulder again. We'll see what comes up next in Cholavaga 3. And alright. I'll go ahead and do our usual closing here on Buddhist Books Podcast. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the Polytech Society. No, seriously. I'm trying to mellow out here. Sorry. I'll start over. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.